Around Salt Lake and across the country, women showed solidarity on International Women's Day, with some taking to the streets and others taking the day off. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Against a backdrop of marble columns, dozens of women decked out in red shoes, dresses, hats, and lipstick mingled about the rotunda of the Capitol on Wednesday to meet with lawmakers on the next to last day of the session. For some, like Victoria Petro Eschler, executive director of the Utah Women Unite Foundation, the day was a family affair.
I brought the next generation. This is my little girl, Juliana. How old are you, Jules?
Two.
Petro Eschler says as the primary income earner for her family, it's important that she advocate for issues she cares about, like clean air and paid maternity leave.
We started the session with a march of about 10,000 people. And what we want to do is just let our legislators know the dialogue is continuing. There's a lot of things that women are concerned about.
Elsewhere in Utah, some women even took the day off work as part of the National Day Without a Woman Strike to underline the critical role women play in today's economy. Across social media, women also posted selfies in red clothing and shared lists of local women-run businesses to patronize. One of those businesses included the Buzzed Coffee Truck, which serves the Rose Park neighborhood. Like other small businesses, owner Trina Perez says she couldn't afford to take the day off, but still wore red to show support.
I was expecting a slower day because of the strike or not spending money. I know a lot of women were protesting economically, but we, like this morning, had such an outpouring of support and, you know, just a lot of positive feedback and made my heart happy.
As she stood inside her truck, two of Perez's regular customers, both women, came up to the window to order mochas. They said they'd also just learned about the strike and wished they had skipped work too. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.